Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
For the most part, it's been up and down for Jeff Mercer's baseball Hoosiers, but as the temperatures dropped on Tuesday night out of the BART, a nice come-from-behind win 16-7 over 15th-ranked Indiana State. Linton third sacker Josh Pine, in a bit of a slump, hit a massive two-run shot over the center field fence that handed Indiana its 16th win of the year and hopefully a boost of energy now headed over to Maryland for the start of a three-game Big Ten series Friday night.
You know, that's everything. That's why you just keep showing up and keep playing and keep competing. Being able to do that for my teammates and just being able to come through for my team is everything. We've maybe not had the start we've exactly wanted, and I think once we get going on all cylinders, we're going to be a dangerous team. This was a big win. Just got to carry the momentum over and take care of business.
Josh Pine and Indiana 1-2 in the Big Ten. They need a couple of wins. Tyler Cerny had a big four-hit night, including a granny on Tuesday night. That's the second time this year he's had a four-hit day at the plate. Indiana State a win away from the NIT. That story coming up as they battle Seton Hall later tonight in Indy. At Hinkle Fieldhouse and Sarah Scalia. She'll be shooting three-pointers tonight on ESPN starting at 9. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
They have been fun to watch and watch win. Coach John Schertz's Indiana State Sycamores, 32-6 they are against 23-game winner Seton Hall out of the Big East tonight. 7 o'clock ESPN at Tinkle Fieldhouse. A win, and it's a title, and would allow the Trees to tie the 78-79 single-season school record for victories. Robbie Abala had 26-10, a big double-double to support Ryan Conwell's career-high 27 the other night when the Sycamores beat Utah 100-90. And now the big one.
It's been a blessing, you know, to continue to play in front of this crowd and this environment has, you know, been amazing. You know, I think we're doing it for more than just, you know, our team. You know, we're doing it for the entire city of Terre Haute, you know, Indiana State University, and just being able to play games in front of them again is just, you know, like I said, been a blessing.
The big guy will be dialed in tonight, Robbie Avila, trying to break the state jinx, by the way. Teams are 0-6 ever since Butch Carter hit that game winner at Madison Square Garden in 79 to beat Purdue. But we're rooting for the Sycamores tonight. 7 o'clock at Hinkle Fieldhouse. Rooting for Sarah Scalia, too, to win that three-point shooting contest out in Arizona tonight, ESPN at 9 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.